my peculiar religion that disturbs them, it is my peculiar nose. That's a different form of anti-Semitism. But here we're talking about out-and-out religious anti-Semitism. He said the Jews believe in the cursed book of the Talmud. The Talmud was always the boogeyman. Because the Talmud is really, you know, the secret of being a Jew. The Talmud's the only place where you can get a good laugh on the rest of the world. So the Bible they took from us, but the Talmud nobody can take from us. In Europe there was an expression that somebody was a Shas Jew, a Shasi. The Talmud, you know, a Jew that knew the Talmud, that was it. Then you know how to be a Jew. That's one of the reasons why even today we emphasize Talmudic studies so in any sort of intensive Jewish education, even though the boy is not going to be a rabbi and he may not even be a scholar. It has nothing to do with it. If he has studied Talmud for a number of years, then he has a chance of understanding what it is to be a Jew. And the secret, he can figure out the secret. Without the Talmud, it's closed. Without the Talmud, being a Jew is, you know, like being a Republican. Or a Democrat. Or an independent. He said that not only that, they think of themselves as being in exile because they're removed from Palestine. They wait daily for a Messiah to come. You know, all of these things are incompatible with Russian society, with Russian patriotism. And therefore, he appointed a committee, a commission, which is always what saves the Jews, because anytime you appoint a committee or a commission to do anything, you can be certain that it will not happen. It will not happen. And this commission, this Bureau of Jewish Affairs, which it was called, much as in America we have a Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is meant to keep the Indian down on the reservation, dead drunk. So the Bureau of Jewish Affairs was meant to destroy the Jewish people. And it was part of the program was the establishment of schools supported by the Russian government that would teach Judaism, but not in the spirit of the Talmud. It would teach the Tsar's brand of Judaism. It also would disband all the Jewish religious councils, and it would also force the rabbis to take competency tests. An idea that is well-founded. But his competency test was in knowledge of the Russian language and being able to read and write Russian, in the history of Russia and the Tsars, etc. And there was almost no rabbi in Russia that could or was even interested in passing the test. Finally, he decreed that all the Jewish people would have to be divided into five classes. Class number one were the merchants. Class number two were people with trades. Class number three were farmers. Class number four were academics, in which were included the teachers and the rabbis. Those four classes, the Tsar said, somehow they could be redeemed. They still had enough in them that you could reform them. You could make them productive. The fifth class, which were the Teamsters, the Baliagola, the schnorrers, the bettlers, the, you know, the poor class, the tailors. Taylor was not held to be an artisan. The people who lent money.